Principal Nancy Klein tours me through Non-Wallach School, where somewhere between 75 and 85 students, depending on enrollment at any given time, are packed into a building that's supposed to hold 60. She points out the room that's the biggest problem.
This is our secondary science and math room.
The room is full with the current 21 middle school students, but over the coming years, Klein says, the class will become even more crowded next year and especially in 2 years due to an even larger projection of middle school students.
And this is the room that is going to be a little bit too small as the population grows for our kids. And right now it's plenty big for the kids that are in here, but you can see that when, you know, you put 30 kids in here, it would be fairly small.
And that's why Klein is repurposing a garage.
This was in the past, it's been, I think, a shop and a woodworking area. We don't currently offer woodworking, so the district is going to purchase a Connex, which will go out in the corner of the property out there, and all of the stuff that's in here will go into the Connex. And this room will get some flooring and be a room for kids to be able to learn in.
John Kvasnikov, the first chief of Non-Wallach, says his people have been trying to get the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District to do something about their overcrowded school for a long time.
I know we've been overcrowded for years, and you know, it's like we've been asking what's going to happen, you know, and they've never really said anything to us. It's getting serious.
The school was built before statehood by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1958. There's been no expansion at the school since an addition in 1977. But the population of Non-Wallach has continued to grow. A lot. According to census data, Non-Wallach's population has nearly doubled since the state started keeping track in 1990. Kvasnikov, who has three children attending the school, says he believes the crowding is beginning to have a negative impact on students.
It's hurting our kids. They don't have no room for them. We've been saying that for years, and we've kind of been almost like out of sight, out of mind.
The remote community's concerns about crowding and requests for expansion were ignored by the district while they were flush with money, says Kvasnikov. Now that the problem is getting worse, there are no funds due to declining oil revenue. Residents are frustrated, he says, after years of sitting on the sidelines watching other schools around the region get fancy facility upgrades.
Look at Saldovia. They have way less kids than we have, and they got this nice pool.
Julie Sisko, Director of Planning and Operations for the district, says Kvasnikov is right.
What we need to do is build or add on to. But as you mentioned and everybody is aware of, there's no funding. And we're not allowed to bond, remember? The legislature took away our bonding for 5 years, if not more. So we don't really have a way to do anything.
According to the formula used by the State Department of Education, Sisko says the school is way over capacity.
By the square footage calculations, Non-Wallach is 138% over capacity right now. The building is rated for 60 students and the associated staff that goes with that. And we're, I think, just over 80. We're estimating it's going to be 150 this coming year.
Sisko notes that, in addition, the state formula does not include the high number of intensive needs students at the school, which often require an aide and additional space for learning activities. Kvasnikov says he believes Non-Wallach will continue to grow.
Yeah, we could use a regular-sized gym and more classrooms, and, you know, they need more other stuff, not just classrooms, but, yeah, you know, keep our kids, you know, fit and we want them to participate. We're growing and growing. We're going to keep growing.
And even though there's no money right now, he wants to see an expansion plan from the district so that the problem's addressed as soon as funds become available. In Non-Wallach, I'm Daisha Eaton.